In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Well, just a few years ago, Tom, when you first came, I think it was the first year that you were here with us, we were invited down to a ministry out of Trenton, Georgia, and we were just blown away by what we saw. We were in a group home, we were in a restaurant, and we were learning about lives being turned around. It was a hand-up ministry, and we're going to talk with the founder right now. His name is Rex Mayo, and we're going to find out more about this amazing ministry. Good morning to you, Rex.
Good morning.
Rex, it is so good to just reconnect with you, my friend. Thank you for taking a few moments out of here on this early Wednesday morning. And for those people that don't know about a hand-up ministry, just kind of give us an overview. What is your ministry about?
Well, the main thing that we do is just connect with broken people that are in our surrounding area and just try to give them, as our name implies, we just try to give them a hand up to a better life. A lot of hopeless, broken people around, and we just love connecting with them and seeing their lives turned around.
Wow. And you were a pastor at one time, so you are somebody who knows how to shepherd and goes after people. Tell us a little bit about how God gave you this burden.
Well, I have faced in my own life and in our family, there's alcoholism has been a Achilles heel in my grandfather, my father, and even in my life. And it took God to turn those things around for us. And so I had a heart for that, and we just started working in the jail. That jail ministry has always been kind of a thing with me, and that's where we began to connect with people and saw that needs were so large that we just opened up, and God just gave us an opportunity to be able to do what we do.
You're hearing the voice of Rex Mayo. He is the founder of A Hand Up Ministry. And Rex, not only are you in the jails and providing the hope of Jesus that way, but tell us a little bit about Hope House.
Well, Hope House is actually our women's ministry. It's where we take our women in. We've got another house called Potter's Ridge. That's our iron sharpens iron, our men's ministry. But Hope House is just a delightful place. There's about, we can have up to about 15 young ladies, and we bring them in all ages, and they come in, and we have them there with us for about 12 months. And during the first part of it, they get to work in a cafe that's also there, in the same residence, and they learn some job skills and some different things, get to connect with people in the community. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing that, we get to drink coffee and eat and watch God work in the lives of young ladies.
Okay. And so you mentioned that that was for the women, and then you have one for the men. Is that one
right?
Different? How would you even know that you could qualify for this type of ministry? What should be going on, or what could be going on in your life?
Well, any type of addiction, or I mean, just brokenness, anything of a hopeless nature, anybody could reach out to our website, handupministries.org, And there's an application that'll walk you through, but it also gives you kind of an overview of what all that we do. And of course, there's an opportunity to be able to ask further questions if you need to do that. But our men's program, you mentioned that, it's very similar, at least. We don't have a cafe at Potter's Ridge, but we connect the guys in the community, some people that are partnering with us, to kind of give them some sheltering during the first 90 to 120 days and before we actually plug them into a paying job out in the community.
Rex Mayo is our guest. He is the founder of a ministry called A Hand Up. It is really a beautiful ministry for men and for women that are truly needing a hand up rather than a handout to find the hope of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rex, it's always good to have you with us here on Mornings with Tom and Tobby.
Oh, it's great being with you guys.
And Rex, you know, people who are in places of brokenness, whether it be coming out of jail and or prison or struggling with an addiction or a life-controlling issue, they really do need someone to come alongside, sometimes even a place to live while they get themselves together. But then God can really do a transformative work. Can you tell us about a person who has come through your ministry and what God has done for them?
I wish I had time just to tell you several, but the one that really comes to my mind, there's a young lady that I'm terrible about time, but somewhere beyond 3 years ago, a 911 call came in South Georgia, and it was for a possible DOA in Walmart parking lot. And they went and, of course, got this young lady to the hospital. She had several health issues. Part of it, they said her lungs were so bad that she'd never be able to, if she survived, that she'd never be able to sing or communicate very well. And she'd lost her family. She had several kids. She had no contact with kids. But God, first of all, healed her physically and got her to a place where she made a phone call, and I still remember talking with her on the phone and her asking about coming to Hand Up Ministries in the Hope House. And long story short, she came, and oh my gosh, just a beautiful story of redemption. I get to now the one that lungs weren't going to work well. She sings on one of the praise teams at my church. She's got her family coming back together. She's got two or three of her kids that she had no contact with. They're back in her life. And I just see her as a beautiful young lady just developing. And it could have been, she was just a few minutes away from death. And God spared her, brought her to Hand Up, and God did a real work in her life.
Amen.
Rex, thank you so much for sharing that. And truly, the passion that you have for seeing a resurrected life truly is beautiful. Thank you for sharing that story with us. And, you know, there are people that heard that story and they want to be involved. They want to know more about a Hand Up ministry. And you have an event that's coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this year it's our second annual what we call Celebration of Hope, and sure, it's our main fundraiser for the year. But beyond that, we want to just let all of the people that come along beside us and help us and partner with us and to see that they're making a difference. They're going to hear a testimony from that young lady and probably hear her sing that night as well as other young men and women that have come through the program. We want them to see firsthand that what they're doing, helping, they're making a difference in the lives of people in our community. And of course, we want to rally others because be able to do more, we need more people to come along beside us and mentor, teach, train, help with these young men and women. Because truly God is doing some things, and we just want to give everybody the opportunity
to be able to join what God is doing.
Wow. And I know that without community, you wouldn't have a Hope House and the Potter's Ridge. What was the name of the guys? And thank you so much.
Potter's Ridge.
Yes, for all you're doing in our community. And so tell us the date of this event and where people can get information.
Okay, the date is April 20th, and the location is Dade County High School Gymnasium. And you can go to our website, ahandupministries.org, and it will lead you through and give you all the information that you need. As far as purchasing tickets, tables, sponsoring, whatever anyone would like to be able to do. But we'd love for you just to come. We need a large group of just volunteers to be able to make this event happen. So there's just a lot of ways people can plug in.